Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, rock stars and porn stars, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God. No offense to God's girls. We may or may not be children of Allah, Jesus, Krishna, or your mama, but until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A-women?
A-women.
I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A., where my guests are the charming lads of St. Motel. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Children of sex.
We are.
Boys in the band. Welcome. Hey. Friends of Mel.
Yes.
Sister Mel.
Pleasure
AJ, you are a friend of Sister Mel, and these are your friends, and friends of friends are friends of mine.
There you go.
So, I really enjoyed listening to your music, and I want to introduce you. AJ is right in front of me here. And Dak is right next to him. Dak's with glasses there. And you look like the intellectual of the group. Yeah.
Totally true. He reads books.
And A Sharp.
Here.
Right here. There you are. Yep. Hey, hey. Hey, A. And Greg.
Just me.
Such a normal name.
And
sorry.
Greg. Yeah. Give me a nickname.
Let's see.
Greg Lord.
Greg Lord.
I like that.
Lord. Greggy.
That'll work.
Greg.
Greggy.
I've been called worse.
So,
G-tech.
You've been together how long?
We've been St. Motel for 2 amazing years.
That's all? I feel like you guys should have grown up together or something,
We did in a way. We've known each other for a long time.
We've been lovers for much longer than
that's
we've been.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Could circle you guys jerk. Get a little closer to your mic?
Yeah,
yes.
How's this?
Circle jerks in
that's
the
good.
In the in Exeter summer camp,
absolutely.
Something like that, yeah?
Yeah,
film school.
Yeah.
Film school, similar.
It is. That's where we begin
what,
our...
What film school?
Chapman University.
Yeah.
Chapman.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Orange County.
Oh, okay.
The home of
Orange
Circle
County.
Jerks.
Okay. The OC.
The OC, the real OC.
Yeah. So you guys are film students, kind of like the Beatles. Didn't they meet in film school or the art school?
They were in art school.
Art school.
The
but
Doors.
They,
the Doors met in film school.
The Doors met in film school. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is you don't meet in music school. You have to meet in some off
exactly.
school.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And you just all happened to be musicians, or did you just decide?
We were. Yeah, we were all musicians. And we just wanted to really play music, I think, more than anything else. And then our other creative endeavors kind of were in addition to that. So we always do a lot of video and visual art as well as our music. But
yes,
it's music
do.
First, for sure.
Yeah, and there's a strain of, shall we say, eroticism flowing through it all.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, you say enthusiastically.
Especially
with agreement.
This Monday, September 14th at Spaceland.
Yes, what is going on? Some kind of erotic performance?
Erotic night.
Well, yep. every night we have a different film genre theme because of we just did 6 music videos for 6 songs for our new EP. So we wanted something like a film kind of theme to it. So we had our first night was sci-fi, and then Monday's going to be erotic.
Erotic.
Yeah.
And so what are you going to do?
Well, there's a lot of fun stuff planned.
Right now I'm in the process of digitizing a lot of classic porn.
You're not going to, like, take your clothes off?
There's going to be some nudity and
there's definitely
debauchery.
Some nudity.
Well, specifically here, we met a really nice dominatrix on Monday who wants to kind of dance on stage. And we also, there's a burlesque troupe that also wants to come down. And if you want to come down, or if God's girls want to come down, like
God's
anyone.
Girls are here.
God's girls.
Anyone that wants to set up a table, if it's like a porn star that wants to sell their merchandise, or anybody, just, you know, the more the merrier.
All right. Well, definitely. We'll see what we can shake up here.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of God's girls coming down, could you boys kind of make room for, like, at least one chair
sure.
so that the God's girls can come over here.
Plenty of room.
And then you can kind of serenade them.
They could probably both
sit
on
somebody's lap.
There's always that. I mean, can we make it happen so that they can...
We got some
we can
room
have
right
a little,
over here.
Estrogen on the microphone over here.
Try not to get too much estrogen on the mic, though.
Not too much.
Not
it's a little messy
just
that
enough,
way.
Though.
Yeah.
That's
we
what
test
the
it with
that's
testosterone.
What the
it's the same root as the word testicles. Test.
Testicle 1, 2.
And testament. Right. Yeah. Do that next time you test your mics. Testicle 1, 2.
Testies.
Because guys used to swear on their testicles. That's where the word testament comes from.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Guys would, you know, they'd hold their family jewels and say, I swear, you know, that I'm going to be good. And otherwise you can kill my children. So they'd hold their balls, you know.
That is
and
hot, yeah.
When that became a little, you know, kind of primitive, then they had the Bible, which is the Testament, based on the same thing.
There you go.
Think about that next time you thump that Bible.
And then we have God's girls.
God's girls. Yes, God has presented us with some girls.
Hey, God's girls.
Hey.
Ooh, yeah, that is interesting.
Cool. Welcome, God's girls, to the speakeasy.
Jenna's Jewish.
Yeah, I'm a Jew.
So it's really important that she's Jewish.
Yes.
That's her main personality.
It is. I think it is.
Yes, it is.
Because I have to make jokes about it.
Esther, yes, Queen Esther.
I'm Esther Goldberg. That's my other name.
There you go. I knew that.
Esther Goldberg.
What's your stage name?
Jenna Valentine.
Mm-hmm. Such
that's good.
A sweetheart.
But my real name really is. Not Esther. I'm sorry to disappoint.
Well, we have a definite religious theme tonight. We have God's Girls and Saint Motel. So in the midst of all of this, like, eroticism, there's this holiness. Or does that mean the same thing?
They coexist.
You got to get right on a microphone.
The eroticism and the holiness coexist in peace.
All right. I mean, a lot of people throughout history have said that, that you know, sex and God are very much at odds.
I disagree.
Know. You do?
Absolutely.
Why are they at odds? Why aren't they friends with each other?
Well, I guess because conventional religion, you know, institutionalized religion, organized religion,
is
about controlling sexuality, you know, so that people will channel their sex drives into procreating to increase the tribe.
Right. You do it once and just to have kids, and that's it.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're
that's
not supposed to
it.
Have fun with it and explore kinky out, you know, back things. You're supposed to work and have kids and be
part of the church or the synagogue or the mosque or whatever.
But we took Don't you think that all of that like anti-sex talk is just in a way to make you think about sex even more?
Well, there is that, you see, and that's why I'm not saying, you know, it's all just terrible. I mean, a lot of what sex is about is friction, is about revolution. It's about overturning the status quo. So if you don't have some sort of status quo, then what do you overturn?
That's kind of what religion is about as well.
Well, religion can be that, at least when it starts. I mean, Jesus was a revolutionary, and he hung out with hookers.
Exactly. You know, there are a lot of new religions happening, and, you know, that's like a big slap in the face to all the ones that have preceded them.
Like Scientology.
So what kind of saints are you boys?
The kind that would meet at a motel.
The kind you meet at a motel.
So sort of like a hooker.
Well, saintly. Saintly hooker, yeah. The hooker, the heavenly hooker.
The heavenly hooker.
The hooker with the heart of gold, exactly, for sure.
And is that the idea of God's girls? Is it kind of like a hooker with a heart of gold kind of thing?
Honestly, I don't want to make it seem any cooler than that we knew that people would get mad about it.
So you just thought this would be like a kinky name.
Well, it's actually
name.
God's girls is the name of a song by a friend of mine's band. They're called Scarlet Gray.
Ooh.
And, basically, the gist of the song is all the girls sold their souls except for the God's girls. And I don't know what that means.
So these are really God's groupies. These are God's groupies, right?
No. We just sold our soul to be naked on the internet.
I sold my soul to be naked on the internet. I think you should put that in your header right up there. Wow.
We should try that.
There's got to be easier ways to get naked on the internet than selling your soul.
Like, just do it.
Well, you maybe could sell your soul and get it back and sell it again. I don't know if you just because you sell it once, you can't.
That's true.
Keep it, you know.
Yeah. That's what's true. The return policy?
Maybe
on
it's
that?
A rental thing. It's a rental, I believe. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Anyway, your soul looks like it's in very good shape. Would you like to hear these saints sing?
I would.
Yeah. I would like to hear that.
I would
like to hear a saintly song.
This one's called "To My Enemies." This is a happy song about a sad subject.
Gotta do a little rearranging here.
Music mode.
Here we go. Saint Motel.
Gotta get my
live at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A.
Hold your horses.
Horses held. I'm gonna drink a little more of this champagne.
It's really tasty, though.
Mm. Thank you so much for being a gracious host.
Oh,
so
my pleasure.
You want to do the starty, starty, same time?
The old same time, time, time?
One and two and a three.
One, two, three, four.
You know that talk is cheap. Keep talking as I turn my cheek. You know that no one really cares. Did you know that? Did you know that? Wasn't that long ago? You wanna slit my throat? Find out if my blood bleeds blue. Did you know that? Did you know that? I am coming back, back, back into your life. My enemies, those were the best days of our lives, when our hate made us feel so alive. So wrong, it's right. So wrong, it's right. All right. I still miss the pain. It's never felt the same. You took more than my dog when you ran off with my dog. Did you know that? Did you know that? Blood and sweat and tears. We learned each other's fears. And God, I miss the way you cry. Did you know that? Did you know that? I am coming back, back. Back I am coming. back into your life. To my enemies, those were the best days of our lives. When I made us feel so alive. So wrong is right. Ah. I will not rest till I find you. I will not rest till I find you. I will not rest till I find you. I'm coming. I'm coming. You can run, but you know that you can't hide. You can run, but you know that you can't hide. You can run, but you cannot hide. I'm back.
To my enemies.
To my enemies. What a positive, humanity-loving song.
I know, right?
You've got so much love in your heart.
So much love in there.
And human beings.
Exactly.
You know, it's great.
Yeah. He writes songs for the people that he hates, even. I mean,
yeah.
It's just...
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Especially.
Yeah. Even hate, there is always love.
Those are some of the best.
Like, Dear
song
Dictator,
covers.
I imagine, is not your best friend. Or
that's true.
Sort of a part of you, maybe.
I know, right? I still don't. I'm still figuring that out
best
myself.
Best friend and worst enemy at the same time.
Yeah.
Just like our mind.
But cheers. Saints. Is this like Mormon saints or Catholic saints?
Mormon.
Latter-day
sure.
saints?
I'd say Scientology saints.
Oh, would you like some Agavero? This is one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, they're not a sponsor.
Ding, ding,
sorry.
Okay.
They're just a drink we really like.
It's from...
And it's from Mexico. And it's made of tequila liqueur and Damiana.
Ooh.
And Mexican grandmothers would give it to their granddaughters on their wedding nights to make them wet.
Oh! We're in.
I'm dripping.
Ladies first.
Please make us wet.
Yeah.
Now.
Ladies first. Okay. So now we have... Someone, Ralph and Rita, oh my God, these are people that had sex on the show a while ago.
Yes. Awesome.
Oh, wow. I don't know what they're doing now. I haven't heard from them in ages, but I think we should put them right on.
Let's
what
see
do you
that.
Think?
I totally
Ralph
agree.
And Rita are on line one, and I'm pouring Agavero tequila liqueur, our favorite aphrodisiac liqueur. Would
oh,
you like
man.
Some?
I'm wet already, and I haven't even had it.
Yeah. I'm not sure what it does to guys. I think it, you know, makes them wet.
Oh, I'm dripping.
we're always wet.
Just
same he said it. He had to say it.
Thank you.
So, do we have Ralph and Rita there? Hello, Ralph. Rita?
Hello?
Turn your radio down.
Hello?
Ralph and Rita, turn your radio down.
Oh, shit.
Can you hear me, Ralph?
That's
and
pretty
Rita?
Rocking feedback. What type of amp are you
or
using?
Turn it up.
The vintage.
They've been listening. Offended. They've been boogieing.
Thank you so much.
Combo amp.
There you go. Aphrodisiac liqueur. Turn down your radio.
So,
we're gonna call you right now from a different phone, okay?
Okay, call us back.
Actually in a restaurant while they were talking to us, and they called us from home and had sex over couches, and they had both left their respective spouses to be together. They were neighbors.
Whoa.
And it was just that kind of passionate thing.
What restaurant?
Can we know what restaurant this is? I really love eating out.
Yeah.
So
oh. That's God's girl, Annalise.
Nice.
Hi, everybody. I just sold the mic, so now you can hear me. I think it's two to a mic, not three to a mic, and then one to a mic, and then two to a mic.
Yeah, we were a little crowded with the mic.
We just have a guitar issue going on here.
Just be nicer to each other, that's all.
Are you scared? Are you scared of a man?
You're in boarding school.
Look how close we are. We're
super
close.
And it's sexy, and we like guys. Throw one more in there.
We also enjoy if you guys got closer together.
Oh, God's girl wants to see St. Motel on St. Motel.
We got tricked into coming on a blind date.
I think we should change our name to God's Boys.
I think you guys should drink that agave.
Cheers.
We were trying to be nice and wait for everyone.
Okay, so everyone, let's toast God's Girl, Saints Motel.
Cheers.
To great success, passion,
to Jews.
Love,
to Jews.
And Jews. And, you know, I'm very juicy, thank too.
Hey-o.
Shalom. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
You have some line in one of your songs about Jews and Chinese people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Blaming the Jews and Chinese.
Just Jews and Chinese.
Well, that's us, too. I'm Jewish and he's Chinese.
Well, that's so cute.
Well, now.
It's like we're opposites.
It's a double date.
No, why do you guys have to copy us all the time?
Well, we post naked on the internet before you guys even dreamed of it.
We've been around for 4 years before you even thought up the same thing.
You know our original band name was God's Boys?
I think you're a dirty liar.
I think that's the truth.
Okay, we're going to bring you guys down so Ralph and Rita can talk.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
If you have something to say, motion to me up.
And then we'll bring you up one at a time because we have so much energy in the room. It's just explosive.
Hello.
Here we go.
Ralph and Rita.
Hello, Ralph.
Hello.
Rita.
Hi. Can you guys hear us okay?
I barely hear them. Can you hear them?
I can hear you.
Okay. I think my... Here, turn mine up. I can't hear them.
Okay.
Ralph, Rita, hi.
Rita?
Hang
hi.
On, darlings.
Hi, Ralph.
Okay.
Hello. Are we at the phone?
Oh, no. My headset doesn't have batteries.
Oh, shoot. Our headset doesn't have batteries. Okay, well, how about I call back?
Oh, here we go. Okay, Ralph, Rita.
Can you hear us?
Hi, guys. Hi. Wow, I missed you.
Well, Ralph and I took a hiatus for about a year.
Okay.
And then we just got back together a few months back.
Really?
And yes, and I've had your number in my phone for like a long time, and I was like, hey, let's call Dr. Susan.
Well, I'm so glad you did. So
yeah.
After a hiatus like that, is the sex hotter than ever?
The sex has always been hot, yes.
You say that in a measured way.
It has always been hot, and I mean, like I tell Ralph, he's a very sexy man to look at. I like having him in my bed.
Yeah.
I like waking up next to him and, you know, love sleeping naked with him every night.
Aw. Naked with him. Where are you right now, guys?
At home.
You're at home?
Yeah.
Are you naked right now?
I'm not naked right now, but I am wearing something really cute. But today's my birthday.
Whoa. This has got feedback. Wait, sorry.
Oh, boy.
I'm feeding back. Okay, I am feeding back. It's my fault. I am the sacrificial feedback.
Hello.
Okay. Hi. Ralph? Rita? What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a really cute, I don't know, it's a baby doll. It's black, lacy, and polka dots. I kind of lounge around the house like this, but I'm wearing it today especially because it's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, so I'm going to get happy me some for my birthday.
Well, I have a band
here. I mean, I get
here.
It every night anyways, but...
I have several guests in my studio tonight,
okay.
Rita. I don't know if you've been listening to the show or you just called me in your baby doll, you know. But I have several guests, and they're very excited because I told them about, you know, other calls that you've made to Radio Suzy One in the past when you and Ralph have been very amorous.
Very naughty?
Naughty, you could naughty. Say. Uh-huh. Yeah, naughty.
Mm-hmm. I think we had sex on your show. like,
I think you did. I think you actually did.
We had sex on your show.
And did you enjoy that?
Always, yes.
Always.
Time with Ralph,
well, it is your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and you got back together just a couple months ago, and
mm-hmm.
I think we should all celebrate. We're going to toast you with some Agaveril.
Okay.
And this is your birthday. And here, you guys can just pour it.
Only God knows.
And I think that, you know, Ralph, well, I should probably talk to Ralph about what he should do for you for your birthday.
Sure. Let me
Let's
talk
get
him
Ralph
to you.
On. Okay.
Here you
okay.
go.
You're the birthday okay. girl.
Hi, Doctor. How are you?
I'm getting feedback.
Yeah.
Here, you take it and you do it. Okay, Ralph.
Whoa, you take it and you do
but
it.
I can't hear
what
him now.
What is this all about?
What did he say? Well, it could be. Actually, you take it, you do it is oh. not a bad thing to do.
Oh, my God.
But I think you should give her a good birthday present. Ralph,
got it.
I think you
what,
should.
What do you suggest, Doctor?
You know, do something to. Well, you never go wrong by going down on her, right? How about
right.
that?
Right.
Start with that.
All the way down.
Absolutely. All the way down.
Yeah.
You know, just go down on her and put the phone right, Petula Clark.
Oh yeah.
That's like
Petula
that's
Clark.
That's it right there for us.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I know a place.
I'm glad to see you haven't changed, you know.
Aw, of course I haven't changed.
But your show is all blown up now. I didn't even know if we were going to be able to get through. You
well,
know?
Here you are, and you're the star.
Well, here we are.
You're
yes.
the star.
Happy
so put the phone next to the birthday girl's birthday
Vagina?
Pleasure
okay.
center.
Okay.
And let me hear
yeah.
those slurping sounds. Let's hear those slurping sounds. We're all going to quiet down so we can hear them, Ralph.
Got it. Now, okay. should I put the phone on speaker? Or?
Yeah, well, put the phone where we can hear. I don't
okay.
think speaker would
don't
be.
Don't do speaker.
No,
okay,
no. I think we got it. We got to hear pristine
yeah. Just
sounds.
Just put the phone right
give
next to
slurping from you, moaning from Rita.
Bring your fine booty over here, please. Birthday girl.
Get that fine booty over here. Okay. She's getting the fine booty over there.
I think I'm going to have a drink.
Yeah, okay. We're having some Agaveril.
Cheers.
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 To love and passion.
To Ralph.
To Rita's birthday.
To Rita.
Happy birthday.
Her pleasure zone.
Here we go.
I don't know if you can hear that at all.
I can. You're the man, Ralph.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rita. Happy birthday to you.
And orgasms.
And orgasms. It's the...
Oh, and he's still licking. He's
still
licking.
Going.
He's licking.
And Manny about...
I was licking.
No, wait,
okay.
Do it again. Do it again.
I missed it.
Okay.
So is this, are you guys wet?
I'm not hearing the slurp. Okay. Oh, there we go.
Okay,
I heard a slurp. Okay, so now we have to hear Rita. Rita, let
yeah,
me
hold
put,
on.
Put the phone up to Rita.
Hello?
Rita, happy
Hi.
Birthday. Did
Thank
you hear? You. Did you hear everybody singing "Happy Birthday" to you?
I heard a little bit of it. Yes.
A little bit.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Well, no how's the birthday girl doing?
Well, thank you.
Is he going down on you well?
Oh yeah, he always does. He has a magic time. He has a magic stick too.
Yeah, well, give us a nice birthday moan. Make him go down on you. No, make it real, girl.
Oh, come
okay?
on. I gotta pull out some toys for that.
Honey. Oh, you gotta pull out some toys to make it real? You can't
no!
do that. Wait a second. How
Don't
far gone is this relationship?
Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get off with Ralph, but if you want to hear a real moan, I need.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Get out the toys. You got the toy?
Huh?
Do you have
a... something that sounds like this was here.
Here we go.
Here we go.
What do we got?
Hear it? We
no,
have a little.
I
oh, there
that.
It goes. The vibrator.
It's a bullet.
Buzz.
It's a bullet.
A bullet.
Oh,
yeah. Very good.
Oh,
very handy.
Yeah.
Doc Johnson.
I have the rabbit.
Another one of our sponsors.
Yeah, I don't like the rabbit.
The rabbit girl? It's kind
I
of intense.
Like
She's got Ralph.
She's got Ralph.
Yeah. She puts the bullet on the clip.
Either. All I need is agent. Yep.
I turned on one of those rabbits in the pleasure chest and then couldn't figure out how to turn it back off and set it down on the thing and it flew.
They'll do that, man.
What's the name of the place
together?
Those rabbits. Those fucking rabbits.
Okay, Rita, what do you got there?
I have a bullet.
Okay, are you putting it in the right spot?
It's in the right spot, but...
Ralph!
Hey, can you up it?
Okay. Up it, Ralph. Come up on. It. This is... You're
Ralph
on the air,
birthday.
Ralph.
Maybe they should
your
go
birthday,
back to that restaurant.
You're on the air.
Which they restaurant? Should go to the restaurant.
Yeah.
I think
that's my idea. Can they tell us what that restaurant
is? Yeah.
What was that restaurant bar that you were in?
Oh, you guys remember that
please
restaurant?
Please let it be Chili's.
Applebee's.
Sizzler.
No, it was a crazy name. I sent you a picture of it, I think.
You Subway? Did? I missed that.
How could
again.
You forget?
Subway Eat Fresh.
I bet it was... I bet it was McDonald's Play Place.
I'm gonna pass you guys to Ralph now so I can play with myself. Okay, here you go.
I didn't hear him.
Hello.
Ralph, you gotta get the old, you know, lust back.
Maybe we could get a Ralph moment up in here.
What's well, still there?
You know what? You gotta up the ante.
It's not good radio.
Ralph, you gotta up the ante. You gotta take her over to the speakeasy.
Where's that?
Where I am.
Oh, okay. Well, anytime you invite us, we're there.
Well, you're invited.
You should come
next Saturday. Wow. Or you could come tonight. You could come tonight. We'll let you in.
Where come do you on. Live, Ralph?
It's your birthday.
Where's that? A Wilshire, huh?
You're Wilshire.
We'll put you on hold and give you the address. We don't give it out on the air. We don't want any floozy coming over and saying they're Rita.
Yeah,
I'm Rita.
I'll take down the
that's how I found this place. Are you Rita?
Okay, Ralph.
Okay.
So, you know, come on over. We're going to put you on hold so you can come over. And then you'll give Rita a very special birthday surprise. A gangbang with four saints and two of God's girls. In a motel.
All right. Hold
take
on,
care.
Hold on.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well,
Jenna's
we got some
cigarette
good slurping
smells
sounds
really
out.
Funny.
There's some kind of lingus going on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we've got him working. We've got him doing the exercises here.
I totally thought that was a live webcam for a second because it was just you, Susan. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait, is that happening right now?
Oh, right.
What room is that?
This is actually Aerostay, I think.
Is
that what this is? When is this?
So is our show right now?
No. Actually, this is a different show.
Okay.
This is A Midsummer Night's Wet Dream.
Can we be invited to that next time?
Yes. Yes.
I'm so
well,
sad.
Our next big event with porn stars and swingers and just all kinds of crazy kinky people and musicians. We always have like a bunch of live musical acts and dancing and just wildness is going to be
sex.
January. Well, yeah, sex. It's all sex.
Lots of sex.
Lots of sex. Squirting. Squirt salon.
I thought you were going to do a foot salon.
Can Annalise
sometime.
We're
going to
do a
that?
Foot salon too.
Secrets of female ejaculation.
Neither one of us can do squirt. This.
Oh, really?
We think it's like a myth. Yeah, I don't have a G spot.
Okay.
I don't think I do.
You we young ladies.
Oh, you do.
The proud winners of Dr. Susie Squirt Salon, Secrets
so
of Female Ejaculation. We'll teach you how to squirt. This will help you.
I'm so happy for you, girls.
Yes, and
everybody has one.
And yes, the boys get one copy to watch all together at the same time together.
Can anyone say
oh, female ejaculation.
Female ejaculation.
I was like, the secret to male ejaculation.
No, there's no secret to that.
Well, I mean, we've been saving ourselves, so.
Right.
Look at us the right way. It'll happen.
And you also get a copy of Aerostay. And you get what copy
oh, look
copy.
At that.
The Aerostay is going to be January 23rd in 2010. You're invited.
Yay. Right.
And it's wild and craziness. We had some great bands at Aerostay X. This was Aerostay in 2009 was our orgy for Obama.
Oh.
Because
he's kinky, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard he has a big one. But I just want to point out that the cover of this Squirt Salon's DVD says it's holy water on the front, and
yes.
I feel like we just can't get off of this theme tonight.
No, absolutely nice. Not. This is it. Amen and a women.
It's
hallelujah, brothers and sisters.
Jenna is the chosen one.
Jenna. Sister Jenna.
Excuse me, doctor.
Yes.
I only have one problem with these.
Go ahead.
Wonderful films you just gave us.
Yes.
There's. You realize how many fights there's going to be over these, right?
No, you're all to watch them together.
Yeah, together.
Oh. And then you're
like, watch
them together.
It's a learning process.
They're Orange County Circle Jerk style.
Right. That's what I said, Saint Circle Jerk.
Or you could play
Hotel
with your guitars.
Circle Jerk.
I like that.
You can play with your instruments
okay.
while you want.
We will. Thank
we'll
you.
Play, yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be some.
Yeah, just play. Put the DVDs on during like band practice.
We normally have a large screen of some sort of porn.
Pictures while playing. You're watching them.
That's where we find our fire.
What kind of porn do you guys like?
We like 1930s porn. Really hard to see anything. So use most of your imagination.
See, I should give them Weimar Love. Weimar Love. Okay, we got to get a copy of Weimar Love for you guys.
No, but truly, I've...
You know the Weimar period?
I know these guys pretty well, but I would like to know, too. What kind of porn are you into?
I thought I just answered.
I
but truthfully, I'm really into, like... Hieroglyphics. I like stuff that you can see on the sides of pyramids. I'm really
subtle.
Just...
He likes to leave a lot to his imagination. Hey, Dak, what about you, man? What kind of porn are you into?
Asian porn is the best.
Asian.
Bukkake.
He
nodded
go.
In a serious way.
Wait, are you guys wearing matching hats?
Yeah.
That's cute.
It's a similar stripe pattern.
Similar stripe, but different
matching.
Style.
We only do matching
cards. See, girls. They're starting to like you. They're becoming
no
saints,
gods, girls.
Oh, we like them instantly.
Yeah, it's true.
I just posted a
sweet.
Tweet that said the name of the show should have been Rockstars and Band Sluts.
Okay, that's the new name of the show, Rockstars and
just
Band
kidding.
Sluts.
Just kidding. I never dated a guy in a band except for one time.
Yeah, they're bad.
No, I think we should just use your name, Saint Motel and God's Girls.
What,
isn't that
what's
adorable?
You know? Let's
like
let's get some name recognition
oh.
out there.
What is the number to call in?
Oh yeah, I didn't give it out, but I do have somebody on the line who wants to know if we can help him break a cum shot record.
Whoa! Oh.
What
okay.
does that even mean?
I don't know yet.
Like he wants to record tracks of him
okay.
and then release a record and try and go platinum.
Let me give out the phone numbers, ladies and gentlemen. The radio listening audience, if you would like to talk to us, we are here with God's Girls and Saint Motel, 213-749-1330, anywhere in the world, or if you're in North America, you can call our toll-free number, 1-866-289-7068, and we're going to talk with Jack, of course, that would be his name.
Of course.
Okay, of course. In Georgia.
No, we won't.
No, he won't. He's not there. He already broke his cum shot record.
Yeah. So, Jack, what are you doing, man?
Got a minute, man.
Well, it's because he can hear us while he's on hold.
Oh, we intimidated him. Either that, or he just came.
I'll skeet, motherfucker.
Jack.
Okay, so since Jack has come,
I'll skeet,
I think
goddamn.
It's time for another song. What do you think?
I think so, too.
Yeah, you
man.
Think you're ready
yeah.
for that? Does your pussy feel it?
Yay.
The need for
yeah.
another song?
It's all these shots I'm doing.
Yeah, this is.
I want to hear a pity party.
L'chaim.
I want to hear a pity party.
Pity party?
Pity party. Well, yeah. Lose it here.
Well, let's try it. Let's try it.
Speakeasy.
At least I have nothing because we all sing in this fun one.
Yeah.
Well, this one, okay, this one's not on the EP, the 6-song EP that whatever that's out now on iTunes.
Oh.
Available everywhere. But this one is this one's a new one, and we like playing it acoustic, especially because we all sing it. It's fun.
Free Bird.
This one's called Free Bird. No, this one's called At Least I Have Nothing. Can be far from money, can be far from all job. And I know that sounds crazy, but then what does not? We're all gonna die, yeah. At least we could try. At least I have nothing. nothing to tie me down, not even someone. I've got no more family in this town, and I had such high hopes for the minds of our generation. We had some goals, reach out and take them. Finally, can't be nothing call home. Know the true joy of sorrow, of which I'm sharing alone. And I probably messed up, made a mistake. At least it was mine, at least I can say. At least I have nothing, nothing to tie me down, not even someone. I've got no more family in this town. I had such high hopes for the minds of our generation. We had some goals, reach out and take them. Said we're apart, no movement to follow. We are just stuck inside the business model. Probably dying, probably well. Say it again, screaming from hell. At least I had nothing, nothing to tie me down, not even someone. I've got no more family in this town. I had such high hopes for the minds of our generation. We had some goals, reach out and take them. Said we're apart, no movement to follow. We are just stuck inside the business model.
St. Motel. Yeah, beautiful. Wow, you guys are so entertaining.
You guys are entertaining. You kidding me?
Oh, shit.
How can we compete with Rita's orgasm?
Well, yeah, Rita was pretty entertaining.
She didn't have one.
Well,
she didn't
well
have
that's true.
One
she didn't. She didn't. She has
it was
before.
Sad.
I know. You guys are really like observant. Thanks
really,
a lot.
I felt really sympathetic for
okay.
Ralph. Yeah, I
yeah.
For
Ralph.
Him.
Ralph put out his tongue, you know, slurped it up, was
I
really
heard.
Going for it. Yeah,
yeah.
And even pulled out the vibrator.
Maybe
I know.
They were just a little distracted.
Well, I think you're a little distracted. Are you twittering right now?
Yeah. Well, I was gonna try to download their thing on iTunes.
Oh,
God's girls.
God's groupies. St. Motel.
Yeah, I thought
has
it was
struck
cute, kind of like
the Prince Charming.
Well, thank you.
Have stolen another
cute,
couple of hearts.
It's on iTunes, and if you get the album, you get all six music videos for free. And
wow.
We're like the first indie band that we know of, at least, and that iTunes knows of, that has done that.
That's
so that's pretty
exciting.
It's pretty fun.
You're yeah. also the best band that I've ever heard of.
Well, I don't know you, so...
Are you in the band?
Nope.
He is.
Yes.
Is he in the band?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was in the band.
No.
I'm confused.
No,
he's their
are
PR.
You getting a divorce? What?
No,
oh.
he was speaking from third person point of view.
Yeah, I like to do that.
Okay.
He was trying to trick the
so
listeners.
So these band boys have just entertained us tremendously. So God's girls, are you going to entertain us now?
I mean, Jenna has a funny smelling cigarette, so she should be really funny soon.
I think I need a couple more hits off the funny cigarette. I heard you have
would
funny
you,
cigarettes. Would
you? Yes, I actually have a beautiful.
Share.
Look at this. Look
oh,
at this.
I definitely
wow.
This
wow. is
wow.
something that Brand's
so I just
want to
say that Susie is holding a pipe that is a woman in face up, ass
you
down.
Smoke
yes.
it.
I mean,
she
ass
down.
She's a slave.
Face down, ass
down. A happy slave.
You want to
make
a salad?
Sure.
A salad out of her ass?
Well, not in her ass. No, you have to smoke it out of her ass.
Yeah, you're
and by the way,
salad and you get a
this is a
court salad.
What do you want? Oh, you want to take a picture? Okay.
Oh.
I will smoke out of that.
What's
ass.
The story behind that? Where did you get that from? A shaman?
She already said.
Actually, Brand's girlfriend gave it to me as a little like sort of visitor gift.
Here, I'll hand some of mine.
Aren't you sweet?
I like to share. I'm not Jewish with my weed. I'm not cheap with my marijuana.
Are you Jewish with your boobs?
No.
Can you show them?
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Oh, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. They're all real and gigantic.
Are they? Are those real?
Yes.
Agreed.
Wow. I'm just
okay,
so impressed.
She's
wait,
Jewish
you,
for a boob
can,
job.
Can you, keep, can you just keep your blouse down while
yeah.
we smoke? I mean, let's just, you know. Right, there you go.
That's a cute
no,
bra.
I mean,
you guys
the,
wouldn't believe
and you're wearing
how
a leather
heavy
bra.
They are.
I'm
sorry, so I have lip gloss in my bra. They hold a lot of things. I sneak things in them when I go to concerts, like weed and cameras.
Wow, and
wow.
refreshments and
okay,
bottles
so
of wine.
Gonna,
they are very really loud.
And people.
Children. I sneak children in my bra.
You sneak him across the border and you're
cruising. I sneak Mexicans across the border. It's true.
I love Mexicans. I'm so happy she could bring more to me.
I know.
I seriously do. I'm actually obsessed.
Okay, everyone has to quiet down or everyone is talking at once and it doesn't sound like a radio
oh, right.
show, children.
Oh,
it sounds like a romper Manus. Room for perverts.
Isn't
so.
That what it is, dude? We walked in and we're like, all right,
that's after 12:30.
So. Here, Miss Titties.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Boobs O'Malley.
So, how did the God's Girls meet? How did you guys meet each other?
I applied.
Yeah. So, I own God's Girls, actually.
Yeah, just suck it out of her ass there. That's
the lighter is failing me.
Okay.
And Jenna was an applicant.
Here's a lighter. Here's a Marilyn Monroe lighter for you.
Perfect.
And so Jenna applied, and we put her large breasts through a thing called purgatory, where the members get to vote on her large breasts. No? You didn't go through
no?
purgatory?
She bypassed it. I mean...
No, she didn't. I was like, look at those big
I was automatic.
Yeah, because
like,
she's one of the chosen people. She
I
didn't have to go
wrong.
To purgatory.
Well, you can, I mean,
oh,
nice. Pass it around. Pass it around.
There's lip gloss on her ass, by the way. There's
this
lip gloss.
That's just
like
fine.
Me.
Well,
it doesn't smell like regular
at least it's not weed that smells like ass.
In here smells
yeah,
like weed.
At the end of the night, she usually has a rainbow ring around her ass.
Really?
We have to give her a name.
Let me just
I
say that.
She done that yet. Anyone who has a name for the slave girl,
and
weed
please,
slave.
No Bone Chiquas, no Shaniquas.
She's Japanese.
That is.
There should be a carb on her nipples.
There should
no,
be.
No, you're just supposed to rub on them.
Oh, you
yeah,
just
you
rub
just
on
hold
it.
Them. You hold
let
them.
Let me just. Let me
that's
just say
all.
That Aaron just smoked out of an ass.
So
well done.
In you honor did. Of Jenna, who's the biggest pothead that I know, I think that her name should be Shajenna.
Shajenna. Okay. Here we go.
Speaking
passing
of marijuana.
The lead singer does not want to harm his vocal cords.
Speaking of marijuana, Jenna and I nearly did not make it here tonight because we tried a vaporizer for the first time ever.
Oh.
And we were laying on my couch with a pie going, what are we going to do?
We ate so much pie. We were like sloths. And we were watching The Little Couple.
Beautiful. I'm so glad you made it here.
Yeah, those
so are we.
So are we.
Yes, all four of you.
I can't believe how the vaporizer tried to come between us.
I know. The vaporizer almost ruined our lives.
I can do that.
Here you go, Brandilio. Okay, now, why is it that when I'm inhaling, everyone gets quiet all of a sudden?
It's magical.
You.
Yeah.
You know, you
smoke
guys...
out of a girl's ass. How am I supposed to say anything?
All right. Jenna.
Yes.
I can't help but ask, and I hope I'm not insulting you,
no,
but could you show more?
How much more? Should I, like,
well,
pop
like, show
one
the
out?
Whole thing. Yeah, pop yeah. one out or two.
There's, like, so gigantic.
Wow, they're so beautiful. Yeah, yeah, let's get some pictures. Yes.
My mom would be so proud right now.
Lean back, lean back. Beautiful, be beautiful. Just be beautiful for just a moment. You don't have to. Just lean back. I mean, isn't that a thing of beauty? Whether you're into big tits
it's
or not.
Completely it's completely mesmerizing.
It's complete.
Sometimes
this
you
is
just lay on
this
her
is
back
our,
like,
you know, goddess girls. You know, God's
they're
girls.
Really heavy. Yeah, they're like 15 pounds.
What's
yeah.
the,
really?
What's the official size on those?
The F. 36F.
F.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
And you're just so beautiful the way you just wear them.
Thank
you. Know.
You.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and.
Smoke out of this girl's ass.
Right, right. And smoke out of a girl's ass.
It seems like a lot of girls who have, like, really big boobs sort of hate them and, like,
you know, like, feel the sustain for having been born with these boobs, but Jenna really loves hers, which I think is extra super sexy.
I think it's wonderful.
A lot of girls want boob reductions on her site. I don't get it. Oh, I'm not talking
about it. Well, people have different feelings, you know, and...
Have you guys ever met a size E?
I think we have a girl on our site.
Wait, are you F?
I'm an F.
Oh, okay.
We have a girl on our site that's like a K or something.
Yeah, something ridiculous.
Wow.
She's in the UK.
But you're not a big girl. I mean, there's a lot of girls that are like size Z, but they're also, you know, rather ginormous in general. But you're a petite.
Oh, thank you.
You're just like a Barbie doll.
You
are. Beautiful. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah,
so
I
was wondering if you might want to just keep them out while the boys do another song.
Sure, why not? They're already out.
Yeah.
They'll definitely inspire us to play some more music.
I thought so. What do you think, guys?
Much obliged,
ma'am. Okay. It's a saintly thing to do.
And what are you thinking? Oh, you know what would be going for this one?
The
especially
people
with the
on the internet
out?
Are complaining that they can't see the breasts.
Okay.
We're getting tweets.
The webcam's right there, huh?
Hey, why don't you come over here? Come to me.
Okay.
Come to me.
I'm gonna bring
and
Twitter.
Yeah,
they're
gonna
fall out.
Here.
This one.
Sit in my chair. Yeah, you can sit there. I'll just kind
of
lean around you. Okay. May I?
Of course.
May I?
Inspiration.
You are. You're the
queen of the boobs.
You're Queen Esther. You're Queen Esther. And you're going to save your people from genocide through the power of your boobs.
Mom, if you're listening right now,
Mom,
I
on the radio.
Can't be your son anymore.
All right.
I think I need another shot.
Yes, you do. Here, just.
It doesn't matter what cup it is.
This song's about discovering boobs for the first time.
Excellent. Excellent choice of subject.
From smoking that butthole pipe, I have lip gloss.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You boys knew what you were coming to in the show, did you not?
I feel so sexy right now when I'm going to play these tunes.
All right.
So.
Then just roll with it.
Is proud of me right now.
Are you okay with the lip gloss?
It looks good on you, man.
It's Hello Kitty. What are we doing? It's Mac. I don't see the problem.
Yeah, it's Mac.
Yes.
It's Mac, mother.
Are we playing that song?
Oh, yeah.
You want to play that? You want to play it? Should we play it? Should we do it?
We can do that one.
Should we do it?
You ready?
Let's
dressed up in daddy's clothes quick, but he's still away. Slip into his shoes, zip up them denim blues, and let yourself fade away.
Beautiful, very sexy, dressed up in daddy's clothes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. it's okay, doctor. I had you turned down while they were playing, so nobody heard.
Nobody heard. Oh, too bad.
What'd you say?
Kind of sounded good. No, I don't know. I just kept thinking you were done, and I said things.
You never know with us. You never know.
No, I know. It's that lull, and you go,
Same Hotel is known for their endurance in many things.
Well, then it gives you that multiple orgasmic feeling. One ending, and then another ending, and then another ending.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds a lot different, electric. You should come out on Monday, Spaceland. It's a very different experience, and when it's all like live and electric and amplified.
Yeah, let's do a picture with you just looking
regal. These guys are playing music.
You mean clapping is not as cool?
Well, it is cool, but...
I like clapping. Clapping's really clapping? Underrated. I love the clapping a lot.
What did the Beats used to do? The Beats would snap their fingers.
That's true.
That's right.
Keep it cool, daddy-o.
Sometimes basic is the best way.
Ooh, daddy-o. I enjoy
clapping. But
it's like when you have that sex.
Will you clap away, goddess?
Sex. So everyone's really lazy, and you're like, whatever.
Except we can't hear you now because you don't have a microphone. So you have to go over there now. I know. I'm sorry. Because we want to hear your dulcet sounds.
A lot of people on Twitter were really happy about Jenna's relocation, though.
I think we should put a microphone on her breasts.
Yes.
Can we mic those?
Can we
just point the camera at the nipple?
Oh, here's my chair.
Here's your chair.
Jenna's returning. You guys can hear her right now.
I'm returning. I want to see what everybody said. I'm too drunk. What happened?
I only have like a mild buzz.
Do you guys have girlfriends that we should know about?
I don't think any of us have any that should be known about.
Not that should be known. Boyfriends?
Dak has many, many girlfriends.
Dak.
So many girlfriends that we can't even.
I
thought the question was a girlfriend. So Dak's got.
This is a complicated question.
I think the question is open to interpretation.
It is.
Whatever you feel comfortable talking about. I don't think there's any like rule.
That's true. Dak, do you want to answer that one?
Can I answer this with I have three boyfriends?
Yeah.
You guys.
They're all committed to each other.
So true, girlfriend. So
okay,
true.
That's a fair answer.
But
back to the circle jerk.
Oh, yeah.
About that.
Can we watch that at your show at Spaceland?
Sure you can.
What day is it on again?
Monday night.
At Spaceland. We can watch them all jerk off together.
And it's free. I mean, what other circle jerks can you watch for free? I mean, usually that's at least $5.
Yeah,
not this one.
Not this one. You're lucky.
It's free.
Would you like some more Agavero? Maybe you'll do it here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I think I'm pregnant after all this.
I'm so wet.
I actually am, too. I can feel something.
You can feel something.
It might be my
stirring.
Bladder, but
it's the Damiana.
Would you ladies like more of this Agavero?
Yeah, I need more.
No.
This is Agavero tequila liqueur.
You're definitely pregnant.
Are you in any relationships? Are you pregnant? Are you?
Definitely not pregnant.
Jenna and I have a pact to use a Dyson on each other if a pregnancy occurs anytime soon.
I'm just going to throw her down the stairs, to be honest. I'm just going to shove her down the stairs.
The old throw down
just
the stairs.
Just so everyone knows, our sense of humor is a little off-center.
I never want children, though, ever.
Jenna doesn't want kids.
Okay.
I don't like children.
Well, be child-free.
I want to be I'm selfish.
Share those big mommy boobies with the world, not with one child.
That's
just
what
with
I'm
the whole
thinking.
World. Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole.
What's that called when you feed other people's children?
That's surrogacy.
When you're a wet nurse.
Wet nurse.
Salma Hayek?
Selma Hayek.
She did
it's
that.
It's called being Selma Hayek.
Yeah. Selma Hayek has
no,
the
she did that.
Oh
have you ever, thought about being Selma Hayek for a little bit?
I would
bigger
love to
boobs.
Be with Selma Hayek.
Yeah. With her.
Yeah,
me
be
too.
With her.
Can I be invited?
Yeah, of course.
Could we get,
like, if I had Megan Fox naked and didn't invite
could
you.
Could we get Selma Hayek
like,
on the line?
Why are you so vapid? She doesn't even, she's so beautiful
she's so
to look
hot.
At, but she's so vapid.
Well,
she
if she's
do
in bed,
for me.
You don't need to know.
I lost who you're talking about. Selma Hayek? Oh.
Megan Fox.
Oh, okay.
Transformers.
All right, well. Let's not waste time on her.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Let's move on.
Sorry.
Moving on.
Moving
I have this,
on.
Like, thing for Megan Fox.
Let's talk about Susie and
well,
how she...
Well, I don't know.
I
Megan Fox
say,
says, like, some of my
favorite
comic artists.
Which of these guys do you want to pair off with, do you think?
Oh, no.
We have to choose.
Choose.
Just one?
Yes. Choose or lose.
I like the two that are sitting closest to us.
Wow. I want to go home with Dr. Susie.
That's the right answer. You're already there.
I only want to talk about Dr. Susie.
Okay, well, we only have a couple minutes.
Dr. Susie.
Really?
We don't even. We have to go. We're going to have to talk about Dr. Susie another time.
Oh my God. We have what?
30 minutes. Oh, no. We could talk about that.
Oh.
Okay. Let's talk about Dr. Susie.
We got time to talk about a lot of things.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We have time for another song.
Can we hear
a lot.
Oh, my God. I'm so sad.
Okay, so
I'm
what
so
do you
happy.
Want to know? Do you have a question?
Do we have questions?
You said you
I have
can
a
we
question.
Play dress
the
up
letdown.
In your room?
Yeah, we just
yes.
play dress up.
Yes.
With all your shoes in your room.
We
went on a tour of Dr. Susie's Sex Emporium earlier. I think it's called Speakeasy, but we'll call it Sex Emporium.
And did you have a good tour?
Yes, it was a great tour. Everything here is shaped like genitals, which is amazing. And then all of a sudden, it was like as if enough of my dreams weren't coming true. We walked into a gigantic room that's pretty much all a closet.
It's all.
It's like
amazing.
Hats,
there's a bed.
Shoes, and it's
look,
like,
there are beds everywhere here.
That's true.
Yeah, so of course there's a bed
there
in my closet.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
We already found our room. We're
before
do that
we
too.
Even came, I was like, I think it's going to be kind of like Eyes Wide Shut, but broadcasted live.
There's a little of that.
And less masks.
There's well, we actually are a little bit more like that with Aerostay, because there are a lot of people wearing masks, and we have this ritual where we all light cock and pussy candles.
Can we be invited next time?
Yeah, I'm inviting you.
Okay.
January 23rd.
We're
and
coming.
We I'd
we'll
love for you guys to be here. I mean
we're gonna be here.
And you girls.
We're just gonna start stalking you.
Yeah, we're
we
just
have
gonna
to
show
address.
Up all the time.
Now I always have a naked Venus.
Ah.
Does she get to stand in a giant oyster shell?
She could. We
I'm
could we could provide that. That we
you're
it's always different
it.
Every year. And I always have a naked Eros.
I'll be a naked.
Now, last year, Eros was an Obama lookalike.
Huh.
Well, it was an orgy for Obama.
Oh, that's true.
And he won.
So,
did he have
I wonder
a big
if
one?
Yeah.
Do
of
I get
course.
To pick out my...
Yeah, you would get... If you're Venus, if you...
I think I'd make a good... I'm really curvy. I'd make a good Venus.
I
can
think
it be
would,
Dave
too.
Navarro?
I'm
yeah,
feeling
can it.
Can
it
be Dave Navarro?
I
think he's listening
I
right
think
now.
I think he is right now, actually.
Well,
hold
let's
him
work on him. It's not until January the 23rd.
Dave, you have a couple months to decide.
Dave, Jenna's going to work you out.
Oh. Susan, I've got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. And this is, I mean, if this is too complicated, but what, I mean, you have a long background, a lot of really interesting stories. What, I mean, maybe I don't want to go to the top sexual encounter you've ever had, but tell us.
I
think
you want to know.
Yeah. What happened?
This morning with my husband.
Okay. But what's a memorable sexual encounter you've had?
A memorable. Oh, that's too
just
wide
one.
Open.
Okay.
No, you have to tell me multiples. A little bit more about what you're interested in.
That's
okay,
true.
Can you describe for us like a normal sexual encounter for you then?
Well, I mean, I'm
like,
married.
Like sex with your husband? Like what is normal sex with your husband entail?
Yeah, I would
entail?
Like to know that too.
Good
well,
question.
Okay. Normal sex
just
with my
make
husband.
Make me feel boring.
Yeah, I mean, we have a kind of boring sex that we do, you know,
really?
Like an everyday sex.
Okay. Can we hear your boring sex then? Because I bet it's way cooler.
But you know, right
sex.
At this moment, I'm feeling nostalgic for our boring sex.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
I love boring sex.
I do too. I really love
really
boring,
like boring
sex.
Sex.
It's so predictable. You know you're going to have an orgasm or three.
Yeah.
And I only like boring sex. I don't do anything kinky. I think I'm the most change boring tape. Person.
Okay, we have to change tape, so we're going to put on a commercial, and then
okay.
we'll come back
okay,
to boring
bye.
Sex.
Yeah.
Oh, and
shit.
Orgasms
the
with Dr. Susan Block Saint Motel and God's Girls.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Keep clapping. Here we go. Yep.
Nice. Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
And I'm back. We are back. This is Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. We are here for you. And we are with the Saint Motel and God's Girls.
Hello.
God's Girls have been having too many shots. Let's do another one.
And they are drinking Agavero tequila liqueur.
It's quite tasty, by the way.
It is really good. It's really
tasty.
Like so good.
If they're not a sponsor, they should be after the show after all the talking.
Well, they're just our favorite drink.
It's like the tequila version of a White Russian. It's very girly. Good. I love it.
Well, I'm not sure where you're getting the creamy part.
No, but like sweet and easy to
drink. Oh, it is sweet. It's sweet. It kind of reminds me of Amaretto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But better.
But it's spicier.
Spicy.
So yes. Before the however many of us are sitting here have an ADD freakout, I would really love to hear what boring sex is like for
you.
Oh,
yes. Yes, I thought you might be a tangent spotter and come back.
No,
yes.
Really need to know.
Okay, so boring sex is basically take a shower, oral sex, kissing. Me get on top. Come. He comes.
And then that's
go
it.
To sleep.
Well, what you forgot to mention was that's all
like
well
that.
On top of a motorcycle.
Yeah, that's the physical part. But we could be talking about any number of things. We could be talking about someone we met that evening.
Or like the grocery list.
Like,
you know, that does happen.
Really?
That does, yes, yes, yes. I am often
so
chastised
much
for that.
Now that my boring sex is like Dr. Susie's boring sex. It makes me feel more awesome.
If I think of something that I forgot to put on the grocery list and, you know, and we're doing a grocery run the next day,
yeah,
I might
like,
say,
oh,
stop,
yes,
gotta write
yes.
this down.
But in the defense of boring sex, I mean, boring sex still feels good.
Wait, are you
boring?
Are you boring
awesome.
Sex?
I like
are you,
boring sex.
Are you defending it?
No, but like when you have it, it's good.
It's
right?
exactly
it's
right
still
because
sex.
There's some. It's still sex, and the idea of boring sex, at least in the definition that I'm using right now, is that everybody has an orgasm.
Right.
That everybody's satisfied. That you're not dealing with that, you know, crazy, unsatisfied passion, which is really fun, of course. That teasing kind of frustrating desire.
But also I think that you can only have boring sex with someone that you're like extremely comfortable with.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
No one's like showboating.
Yeah.
I really love like sleepy sex, like where you're barely even awake and it's like almost no effort sex. I think that that's the best.
I like that too. I like
because
you
would like
to have
you're a sleeping beauty.
Because
you want someone
to
just come up to you from behind
to just like let it happen and really not show off at all. I don't know. I mean, I love like really amazing sex. And the next day, you're like, "What
so
even happened?"
So we have to put you to sleep here.
Yeah.
You have
if
an
you
anesthesia
have a, if
fetish.
You have a roofie.
We don't provide propofol.
Well,
no.
Speaking
of,
no propofol. No, no, no.
No.
She doesn't need one.
But
sorry,
I do.
MJ. We love you. We love
really
MJ.
Bad insomnia.
Are you related to MJ? Your last name is Jackson.
Yeah.
AJ. Right.
I am related to Michael Jackson.
Absolutely.
Like, how well do you guys know each other?
We were pretty close. Not that close, if you know what I'm saying.
Wait, weren't you a child star? You must have been really
aren't
close.
Aren't you one of his kids?
Close. I am one of his kids. Yeah. I'm Blanket.
I will.
The AJ. The A in AJ stands for Blanket.
I'm Blanket's dad.
That's so weird because I'm Blanket.
Oh, I'm your dad.
I felt a connection to your breast.
I do too. Do you have any incest songs?
Yes. Well,
it's one of our more popular
wow.
subjects.
Just play the theme from Deliverance. We've got two acoustic guitars.
So we're gonna have a song, and right after the song, we're gonna. I mean, I had said this was about rock stars and porn stars, and actually, you guys are not porn stars, but we do have a real porn star out there.
We do have a porn site.
Get ready.
Natasha.
Okay, so now you're going to sing a song about, I don't know.
This one's a little bit different.
A little bit different.
This one's closer to, this is a larger thing.
Go urinate, you know.
Should we go? Where do we go? You guys, we have to.
Oh, actually.
Why don't you say it in a nice way, like I have to give a golden shower.
If anybody wants to watch us pee, I'm drunk enough to let that happen.
Oh, wow. Wait a second. Bring a bucket.
The whole band is going to go and do that.
Yeah, we can watch you pee.
Thank you.
Hugo's gonna watch you pee.
This one, this one goes out to Ralph and Rita. This one's called "Eat Your Heart Out." Did anyone get? When we just? Is that not a little bit funny? I don't know.
Not as funny.
Now that we think about
it. I thought it was funny.
My microphone's
Thank
gone.
You.
Oh, there's my mic. Yeah, it is funny about Ralph and Rita. Rah, 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 rah.
Okay. Well, Ralph and Rita.
About this tambourine. It's awesome.
Do it. Do it to it. Like it is in the song, though. You gotta play your complete drum beat on that tambourine. Okay.
Alright.
So! Breathe all the air around you. The only thing left that's free. Store it in your tissue until the time is now. Pinch your skin. Your pores out his holes in your soul. Things get out but also get in. Rational animal.
Your heart out, dedicated to Ralph and Rita.
Yeah.
Ralph and Rita, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
How was your golden shower?
It was amazing.
It was glorious. We all bonded in the bathroom.
Yeah,
I made sure nobody who was here was any of their boyfriends.
Ah, good. Kentray, can you get Natasha?
Yes.
Get Natasha.
She's
right here. Oh, here we are. Natasha, come on in. Who's going to give up their mic?
I will gladly give up my mic and seat.
The porn star.
Natasha.
Great to see you again. I always wanted to be a blonde.
Yeah. You can be, just as easily as you can have purple hair.
Yes.
Maybe even easier. Hi, Natasha.
Hey, sexy. Yay.
How are you doing?
Oh, better now. Yeah.
Beautiful necklace. Look at that. Glitter, glitter. So did you do a porn scene today?
Yeah, we did.
Natasha, can you talk closer to the microphone?
I always do that, huh? Yes, we did.
You did a porn scene?
I would like to hear all about it.
It's our first new video line.
Oh. Oh, R meaning you and your husband, Tommy.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yes, Tommy Lee. There he is. Come on over.
She's like, get over here.
There he is, sauntering across the floor. So you did the first in your video line. What's your video line called?
Is it mine? Yeah.
You don't know yet.
It's
okay.
Natasha
and Tommy.
Yeah. But the one we did today was called Peeping Tommy.
Peeping Tommy. Ah, so Tommy is watching you masturbate, and then he kind of gets involved?
Ooh, it's
something like that? Yeah. What is it?
It's actually, the scene is she comes to the house as a lawyer.
As a lawyer?
I come home.
She's a lawyer coming home from work. Okay, so you're in a business suit.
Yes.
And stockings and heels, the whole number. Yeah, okay.
Whole number. And basically, I see her in the window.
Yeah.
Undressing, taking off the jacket, taking off the shirt.
Curtains up, I don't care. Yeah.
And you're dressed like this with all your tattoos and your weird eyes.
Well, right? No, the weird eyes were just for you.
Oh. Thank you for the weird eyes, Tommy.
But it kind of leads into where it's a lot of POV action, where I'm filming, watching her undress.
Yes.
And
you're filming from outside.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And I kind of walk in the house. Reverse that.
Are you a stalker?
He's a stalker.
Me? No. Would I do that?
Stalker kink.
Yes. I kind of see her changing in one of the rooms.
Yeah.
Like getting ready for a shower, getting her, you know, undressing. And I sneak around and watch her in the bedroom, and then she walks into the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I decide to kind of follow her around the house, and I find my way into the house.
Yeah. And she keeps undressing.
Yes.
Is she doing more? Like?
Not at that
very
point.
Very natural.
Very natural. Not none of this like, you know, sitting down to jill off. No.
The whole point of that one is that she doesn't even know I'm there at that point.
Yeah.
Even walking into the house, she has no clue.
Okay.
And I walk into the house, into the bedroom where she is, and she turns around and sees me standing there. That's the whole point. You know, she sees me standing there like, wait a minute. What are you doing in my house? How'd you get past my dogs? Like, you know, meat does wonders for dogs.
Meat.
Yes.
I like the double entendre.
Yeah.
you know, tube steak. No, not tube steak, but yeah. Actual, like, steak.
Yeah.
You know, I tell her things like, you know, I gave the dogs some meat. They're happy.
Okay.
They're hanging out.
So when do you have the sex?
Well, after, kind of throw her around the floor a little bit.
After a battle.
Yeah. Oh, you battle for a while. You have a fight about. Okay, so you use some of that kung fu fighting you guys are into.
Kicking and scratching.
Kicking and scratching.
Yeah.
You get all this fighting sex going on. It's like,
yeah.
It's like.
Like,
yeah, fighting sex. Are you
hate
into
sex.
Fighting sex? Do you know about? I mean, are
is that hate sex, like breakup sex?
A little bit, like it's related to the same thing. It's that aggressive, problematic energy. It's the opposite of boring sex. Boring sex, you're in love and you're happy with each other and you're comfortable.
I choose boring over hate
sex. This is you're not comfortable at all. You're not comfortable at all. But this is better to make a porn movie about.
Just, yeah, exactly. This
yeah.
is a movie.
You really have a lot of boring sex.
I do. I actually am against rape scenes, anything like that. So, for me...
And you're also against rape or anything like that. Yes. Thank you.
But the end of the story is like Albert Hitchcock. It's a twist.
The end of the movie is like, okay, same time next week? Sure, no problem.
So
it's a planned kind of thing.
That's cool.
It's a planned break. Yeah.
It's a fantasy thing that you're repeating.
Okay, so now let's get down to the physical. What sort of sex acts are involved?
Well, let's see. There was a blowjob.
Blowjob.
A couple of times.
Classic.
Two blowjobs.
Doggy
style, mercenary style, on the floor.
Choking.
Now, see, that's dangerous. Do not try this at home.
If you don't know what you're doing, do not. It's erotic asphyxiation. Yes. You've got to be very careful.
Very careful, or else you have a problem.
I do have experience in
we both do, yes.
Choking a lot of areas. Not choking women, but...
Just kidding.
You know, it's a very popular porn fetish now.
It's kind of, I guess, just because
there's so much... extreme everything in the world in general, and of course in porn in particular, and so it is a big fetish. But I just say, don't try it at home, or you might be like, what's the name of that actor, that older actor that
he had? David from
Carradine.
Carradine.
Yeah.
Oh. And
yeah.
Kung Fu Man. Correct that. That was proven by law.
But no, it does
by
happen.
Physics, he was not.
He was not.
Murdered.
He was murdered.
But
well,
it does happen accidentally.
But people do that all the
time. It does happen accidentally. And he was tied up, and he was naked. And I don't know. I just think that it's very easy to make a mistake there. I'm actually, in my Clark Kent role, I am an advisor to the public defender's office. And sometimes people accidentally kill their lovers doing this, and then they're up for capital punishment because a district attorney sees it as torture because they're playing S&M games and because sex is involved or they're naked, and then they wind up, you know, dead of asphyxiation. So then they try to throw the whole book at some guy that just was an idiot. And, you know, yeah, he was an idiot, you know, so I try to keep them from getting, you know, the needle.
If I can say one thing, the difference with Susie and myself, or Natasha and myself.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that was an interesting Freudian slip.
Little full pop.
Oops.
Natasha has been in the industry for about 25 years. Okay. I have been in the industry myself for about 10 years. The difference is we work together. We know what our limits are. A lot of people that just typically jump into it head first, they don't know what they're doing.
No clue.
You know.
Well, porn is a little bit like, athletics, you know, like playing sports.
Yes.
And I mean,
you
never
know
when
you're going to bust a knee.
Exactly.
Kill your partner.
Or being a rock star and jumping up and down on stage. I mean, you can hurt yourself doing that stuff.
Exactly.
Now, being a God's girl is very safe work. All you do is loll around naked and get pictures taken of you.
It's all pretty soft core.
It's pretty soft core, easy work. But we're going to make our music boys work if they're willing. Are you guys willing to sing one more song?
I'm excited.
I would love... Wait. Can I make a suggestion? Or is that, like, I know you guys are doing acoustic, and by the way, I want everyone to know that this is acoustic. I mean, their stuff is really very
great acoustic.
It does sound
electronic.
Very loud.
Sounds really good.
Yeah,
so
very loud, very rock and roll.
What does it sound like usually?
Do Everything. What is that song? Let's Do Everything right now.
Do Everything now.
Nah. Do Everything now.
No. I don't think that's going to work.
It may not translate very well.
Oh, yeah. I love that song.
How about just a cappella?
Because I always feel like that. I have to do everything now.
The... I'm just willing to just hear the singing, like, personally, now that we had all of those make you wet drinks.
Oh.
I could play this to you.
Yeah, we want to hear another song.
Yeah, do you want to? We could play this.
No, we have to have one more song where they're live, and then we'll play CDs while we hang out in the bar. So sing whatever you want. Live. We need to sing something live, and then we're going to close up the show.
Okay. Wait, really quick, can I just have a request? Can someone come pick up me and Jenna? We can't drive.
Pick you up. Oh, I know a guy that can pick you up on, you know, he's going to lift you as part of his weightlifting
regime.
No,
we need a designated driver.
Yeah, we'll get you a ride. We'll get you a ride. No worry. Just enjoy the Agavado.
I don't know either.
You're enjoying the Mexican wedding drink. Cheers. L'chaim.
You bitch. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Okay. So consult.
Okay, we're gonna do one
are we
more.
Married
very
now?
Good. Thank you so
and,
much.
And to answer your question,
merci beaucoup.
Normally sounds like we think like Frankie Valli meets The Who. It's very loud.
It's fun. It's fun, man. Yeah.
Okay. Do you need this microphone, guys?
I think we're okay.
Are you sure? Because you know, you
I got
guys...
this one. But it's
hey,
gonna
if,
be.
If you guys want to get naked, that's no problem.
Yeah. If you guys want to get naked, that's no problem. And we're playing Monday night's erotic night at Spaceland, which is the second night of our residency. And
where is Spaceland?
Oh, Spaceland's in Silver Lake. It's 1717 Silver Lake Boulevard.
All right.
Free. We're decking out the place. There's going to be, as we said, burlesque dancers, some other stuff.
It's on your Twitter? Is it on, everyone who listens to me is on Twitter. Are you guys on Twitter?
We're on Twitter.
Or who's in charge of your Twitter?
Man, you know, I think it's mostly Greg that Twitters.
Greg? Where's Greg?
Where's Greg? But it's twitter.com/Saint Motel.
He's not following me.
I know, right? And it's myspace.com/Saint Motel, saintmotel.com, facebook.com/... Here's our Twitter right here.
Okay.
That's the talk.
What's the matter with you? You're not following me.
I had to grab a beer.
Okay. Okay, grab a beer and follow me.
Okay.
Greg, take your shirt off, Greg.
He's got a great body.
Please, Greg. For the song?
Take it off.
Come on, Greg.
Take it off.
Am I right? That's a good idea. Yeah. Yep. God's girls, help him out.
Well, think about it. Think about it over the song. The song is called Pity Party.
Yeah, Pity Party's better.
This is about someone that keeps making the same mistakes.
Yeah.
I feel you there.
That's Brand's song.
Ouch.
You asked for it.
It's true, I want it.
Oh yeah.
So just like normal.
Oh yeah.
So I'll start and you come in and then we do that.
Yeah. That's happening, yeah. Oh.
Mother Teresa with looser thighs, got a taste for scotch and abusive guys. Can't clean out your wounds with rusty knives, so why do you keep trying? You say to me, where are the tears in your eyes? You scream at me, it's not my fault this time. We'll blame it on the Jews or the Chinese, 'cause I'm all out of time. Just can't wait to leave. So don't roll over, please. You're standing in the belly of the furnace. Kiss the floor, melting to the surface. Well, I don't know, and you won't feel no burning. And yet you leave it on. Just don't forget my commitments are far and few between. I'm laying here and I wish I cared, but I just can't wait to leave. So don't roll over, don't roll over, don't roll over, please. Yeah.
tonight. I won't be by your side. And if the world would end tonight, I won't be by your side. So don't.
Gods, girls.
Thank you.
Annalise.
Hi, so
Jenna.
Thank you.
Okay, I gotta get the boys' names now. Let's see, I have this written down.
Okay.
We don't even know our
AJ
names.
Dak.
You know.
I got A Shop here, but that's A Sharp, right? A Shop. Yeah, right. A Shop. And Greg, don't put your shirt on.
Hey,
keep it off. Don't. No.
You work out, bro?
And Natasha and Tommy Lee. Thank you all. Thank you, brothers and sisters who are listening, for having us in your home, your mansion on a hill, or your cardboard box. Wherever you are, I want you to be good, be happy, try not to hurt anyone, including yourselves. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
I love you.
Yay! We love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else?